Name in Cereals presents...
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hey, you folks, hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg Sugar Pops. Because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you. From the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In today's exciting story, The Missing Reporter. Adventure was the rule rather than the exception with Wild Bill Hickok and his big faithful deputy Jingles. Wild Bill didn't ask for trouble, but he never ran away from any that came along. And it was trouble in spades that came his way in the adventure of The Missing Reporter.
Bill, I don't exactly cotton to the idea of playing nursemaid to a dude reporter from the city.
Puck Donovan is not exactly a dude, Jingles. I used to hunt with him when we were kids back in Illinois.
That don't mean a thing. If he'd been writing for one of them Chicago newspapers, he might have gone softer than a feather pillow.
Why don't you wait till you see him before you make up your mind, buddy?
What's he coming out west for, anyway?
Well, I told you once. He wants to ride with us and send stories about the real west back to a Chicago newspaper.
Well, I read some stuff one of them city fellas wrote about the cattle country. It was plain he didn't know a saddle from a salamander. I still ain't going to be nursemaid.
I told Pug Donovan he'd come out here at his own risk.
Well, if he's on that stage roaring down the street, his big risk has already got a good start.
There he is, Jingles, getting out first.
You mean that square jaw gent with the red hair with 2 6 guns?
That's Buck Donovan, and you don't want to sell him short. Here he comes.
Hey, Wild Bill Hickok. I'll match your hats. 2 shots.
All right, Pug, you're on.
Hey, now what's going on?
Watch.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Now, doggone it, cut it out. Cut that out. We'll have a full-size gun battle. Now, what's the idea?
Grab our hats off the ground, Jingles, and count the holes.
I got 'em. 2 holes in yours, Bill, and 1 in mine. I win.
That is about the silliest game I ever heard of. Shooting at each other's
head. Hey, who's this big killjoy, Bill?
Killjoy?
This is my deputy, Jingles. Shake hands with Pug Donovan, partner.
I don't know. From what I've seen of him so far, I got a feeling I'm shaking hands with... trouble.
You'll get used to me, Jingles. I'll grow on you.
So does a wart.
Cut it out, you two.
Sure. Shake, Jingles. Here's your hat, Bill.
Hey, let me see Bill's hat.
Well, take a look. 2 holes, 1/2 inch apart. Not bad shooting for a dude reporter from Chicago, huh?
No, I reckon not. But you missed the count on the holes Bill put in your hat, Donovan.
Huh? Well, there's only 1. See for yourself.
Yeah, but both of Bill's slugs went through that same hole. Reckon Bill wins after all.
That's all right, Jingles. He always did. And it gives me something to write about the first minute in town.
There he is, boys. One with a red mop on top.
Hey, that mean-looking Jasper's pointing at me.
Bill, it's the Rock.
Yeah, and he's trouble, and he's got his pack behind him.
Howdy, Donovan. Read in the paper you was coming west to ride with Wild Bill Hickok.
That's right, mister.
Well, you won't get much to write about riding with that two-bit marshal and his overstuffed deputy. You ought to ride with a real man, like me.
You talk big, mister. Who are you?
Don't get me riled, dude. I am big. My name's Salter Salem, but they call me the Rock because I'm hard.
Oh, is he all that hard, Bill?
Why, sure, Pug. He even admits it. You heard
him. I'll show you how hard I am, Hickok, you two-bit smart jack.
Billy's wrong!
Well, Rock, you can't match shots with Wild Bill yet, I see.
You'll regret that, Hickok. Now I'm taking your reporter friend with me and giving him something to write about.
Huh? Stand off, Rock. You're asking for trouble.
Stand off yourself, Hickok, or get blasted to Kingdom Come, all three of you. You got more guns pointed at you than Custer ever saw. Look around.
Huh? He's right, Bill. It's a setup.
Yeah, Marshal. I've been planning this ever since I read where this reporter fellow was coming out here. You ain't got a chance.
What's your play, Rock?
Yeah. How do I fit into this?
It's right simple, Donovan. You ain't gonna write no more of this hogwash about the famous Wild Bill Hickok, see? From now on, you'll be writing about me, the Rock.
You'd better think twice about this, Rock.
Maybe it's you that better think twice, Wild Bill.
Why, you red-headed backbinder, you're turning on Bill already.
Quiet, Jingle. Pug's got a good idea.
Cut the palaver, you mealy-mouthed law dogs. All right, boys. Get the dude on a horse. He's riding with us.
We ain't never been so hamstrung in our lives.
We're not through with the Rock yet.
Yeah? Well, here's your last warning, Hickok. You and that deputy come after me, and you're going to be dead ducks. And that goes for your friend Donovan, too.
Kids, here are Guy and Andy.
And we want a boy and a girl to act with us in a Wild Bill Hickok movie.
Now, getting to act with Andy and Guy is only part of the two big first prizes in Kellogg's movie naming contest for boys and girls under 21. Each of the first prize winners, a boy and a girl, gets a two-week free trip to Hollywood. They'll each get $250 spending money, plus their own film print of the movie. And they'll each get a beautiful, big 21-inch Motorola TV set with a new exclusive double-power picture.
There are 500 second prizes, too.
500 more big Motorola TV sets and 500 third prizes. 500 Motorola portable radios, famed for super-sensitive performance. Now, to enter, just follow these simple rules and name a Wild Bill Hickok movie. The movie is the story of how some boys and girls help Guy and Andy capture the fur thieves of Hoot Owl Pass. Now, the best movie titles have no more than five words, like Wild Bill and the Winners or Capture of the Fur Thieves. You can think up dozens better than these. Titles will be judged on originality, uniqueness, aptness. Judges' decisions final. Duplicate prizes in case of ties. Contest subject to applicable laws.
Print your title, name, your address, and age on a sheet of paper or the back of a box top from Kellogg's Sugar Smacks or Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Send your entries, lots of them, each with a box top to Kellogg's TV Contest, Box 749, Chicago 77, Illinois. That's Kellogg's TV Contest, Box 749, Chicago 77, Illinois. You can get a copy of these contest rules from your grocer. Contest closes midnight, June 15.
Send your entry today, kids.
In spite of the Rock's vicious warning, Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles were on the trail of the bandit gang before their dust had settled in the street. After hours of hard riding, Bill called a halt.
All right, Jingles, pull up.
Ain't getting us no place, Bill.
You're right, partner. The Rock split up his gang. Take us all night to track him down.
Yeah, and then we might find your friend Pug Donovan spread out for buzzard bait.
Well, I doubt that. I figure Pug's safe enough with the Rock unless he gets him cornered.
How do you figure that?
The Rock wants to see his name in the paper. Pug Donovan can put it there. You'll take good care of Pug, all right.
Yeah, but what's Pug going to be writing about unless that varmint Rock stirs up some trouble?
That's what bothers me. I'm afraid the Rock might try anything.
Yeah, but how's Pug going to get a story to the paper?
That's a good question, and it gives me an idea.
It does? Well, it's about time.
We'll get back to town, notify all the telegraph offices and newspapers in 100 miles to be on the lookout for Pug Donovan's stories. All right, get around, Buckshot.
Now you're beginning to make some sense.
Aye, Buckshot. Stay with him, Joker. There's only one trouble with this idea, partner.
What's that?
If Pug Donovan writes a story, it's going to be about something that's already happened.
Hey, that's right. Whatever it is could be happening right this minute. Jeff Joker, I got a feeling we're late already. Yo!
you monkeys, that got the window. Now climb in there and clean out that bank. Move, I said. You stick with me, Donovan. You'll get plenty to write about. The rock won't let you down.
Yeah, you make a lot of thunder. But you're going to see some lightning when Wild Bill Hickok gets on your trail.
Come on, Donovan, stay with me. I'm just getting started.
You're stretching your luck, Rock. Something tells me you might even be stretching your own neck before long.
Yeah, don't you worry about me. I know what I'm doing. All right, boys, crowd that stage boots. Throw down on those horses, driver. If you want to eat breakfast tomorrow. Yeah, that's using your head, driver. All right, throw down that express box. I know you're carrying gold. Quick! I got the payroll, man. Turn that engineer loose and tell him to highball that train. There you are, Puck Donovan. A bank holdup, a stagecoach holdup, and a train robbery your first night out. And you'll still have time to write your story about me before sunup.
Didn't sleep a wink last night for worrying about what the rock was up to.
Didn't sleep much myself, partner, but I covered an awful lot of territory.
You mean you hit the saddle again after I went to bed?
Yep. The way you were snoring, I figured you wouldn't want to go along with me.
Me snoring? Now, Bill, I couldn't have been snoring if I wasn't asleep.
And then you were playing possum in an awful big way. The hotel windows were shaking.
Oh, Bill, now I might have been purring like a kitten, but I weren't snoring. You're just hoorahing me. Where'd you ride to?
Telegraph and newspaper offices. If the Rock made a move last night, we'll know about it this morning for sure.
Maybe we'll find a note stuck under the door of the office.
I doubt it.
No, nothing here. What are we going to do, just sit and wait?
Guess we'll have to. We could waste an awful lot of time storming up and down the country.
Well, that just suits me fine. I'll just pull up my old rocking chair over by the window and do my waiting in a comfortable style.
Don't expect that to last.
I don't. Nothing good ever lasts for long when your business is chasing owl hoots.
Wild Bill! Wild Bill Hickok!
Now, who's that?
Old man Webster, running across the street.
Yeah, runs a newspaper. It looks right stirred up. Never saw him run so fast before.
Wild Bill, it's come. Opened my door this morning, and there it was on the floor.
There what was? Now, slow down and make sense, will you?
The story Bill is waiting for. And man, is it a Lollapalooza.
That's it, Mr. Webster.
No, sir. Not letting it out of my hand. But I'll read it to you. Going to get out an extra as fast as I can.
Well, read it, you old goat, before I explode from curiosity.
And then cup your ears and listen. It says, Darren Desperado sets a record. That's the headline. An eyewitness account by Chicago's ace reporter, Pug Donovan.
That red-headed trouble hunter, I knew he was poisoned.
Quiet, Jingles. Let's hear the story. Go on, Mr. Webster.
Yeah. For one night of terror, I rode with a scourge of the West, a fabulous banded king called the Rock. Sweeping across the countryside like a runaway tornado, the Rock led his vicious pack in three whirlwind holdups in 3 hours.
That Gila monster.
Hold it. There's more to the story, Mr. Webster.
Oh, my, it'll fill my whole front page. And look at this note that come with it, Wild Bill, from the Rock himself.
What does the note say? It
says, you print this story in your paper today, Webster, or you ain't going to have a paper tomorrow.
Well, that varmint's right anxious to read about himself, ain't he?
He sure is. I'd better get a set in type.
All right, you set it up, but don't print your paper today.
Oh, but, Wild Bill, that'd be a suicide.
Not if we catch the Rock. And you've got a chance to help us do it.
How?
Yeah, what you got in mind?
You figure it this way, Jingles. The Rock wants to read that story in Mr. Webster's paper.
Uh-huh.
How's he going to get it?
He'll likely have one of his monkeys waiting around till I get it printed, won't he?
Sure. When it doesn't come out, the Rock will come to town to carry out his threat. Donovan will see to that.
I get it. The Rock set his own trap. All we got to do is spring it. Huh, Bill?
That's the idea. You know, when a gent like the Rock gets a big head, he's riding for a fall.
I don't know, Wild Bill. He's plenty smart. And meaner than $700.
You go set up your story, Mr. Webster, and mark it to be continued. We're going to write your last chapter for you tonight.
it's about time, Puncher. What kept you? Give me that paper.
There weren't no paper. Webster didn't print none.
Didn't print it? Are you loco? I told him I'd wreck his whole newspaper office if he didn't print that story. Donovan, did you hear what this white-livered maverick just said?
Yeah, I heard him. Sounds like you're not as big in town as you think you are.
You're crazy. Nobody stands up to the Rock.
Webster did. He didn't print the story. Now it looks like you'll have to carry out your threat, huh?
Yeah, I'll show him. But I can't figure out how that old duffer had the sand to stand up to me. I'm the Rock.
Maybe he had somebody backing his play. Ever think of that?
Nah, who'd be loco enough to back his play against me?
Oh, say, maybe, Wild Bill Hickok?
That tin horn star prag... Yeah, that's who did it. Well, he ain't gonna back me down. I'm heading for a showdown that'll see the end of Wild Bill Hickok.
If you're under 21, you may be the boy or girl to act in a Wild Bill Hickok movie. Now, besides acting in the movie, the first prize winners in Kellogg's movie naming contest also get a 2-week free trip to Hollywood, $250 spending money, a film print of the movie, and a big 21-inch Motorola TV set. There are 500 second prizes and 500 third prizes. Now, just send in the best names for a Wild Bill Hickok movie. Address your entry to Kellogg's TV Contest, Box 749, Chicago 77, Illinois. That's Kellogg's TV Contest, Box 749, Chicago 77, Illinois. Each entry must be accompanied by a box top from Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops or Sugar Smacks. Enter today, kids. By the time night fell, the Rock and Pug Donovan were thundering toward town with the bandit gang, bent on destroying the newspaper in a showdown with Wild Bill Hickok. Meanwhile, Wild Bill and Jingles were headed across the street to set up a reception committee.
Bill, seems to me we should have called out the sheriff and some of his boys to give us a hand with this.
You feeling skittish?
No, but I ain't forgetting how the Rock set us up for the kill yesterday when he got off with Pug Donovan.
He got on our blind side, partner. This time we're expecting him.
Yeah, but the odds ain't very good.
The sheriff's boys might slip and give a warning. We're better off to try it alone.
You reckon old man Webster's here?
Who's there?
Why, Bill and Jingles. Now, doggone it, open it up.
Well, come in, gents. I was getting right itchy waiting for you to show up.
You seen or heard anything yet, Mr. Webster?
Nope. And I don't care if they don't come. I ain't hankering to tangle with the Rock.
You leave that to us. Did you lock the back door?
Yeah, Bill. And it's got an iron bar across it out back.
Good. Then you better go on home.
I hope you know what you're doing.
Now, don't you fret about that, Mr. Webster. Bill's been facing up to Jasper's like the Rock for quite a spell. Now, you get along on home like he says and leave this to us.
All right, gents. I wish you luck.
Now, Jingles, we got to work fast. Do you bring that long dynamite fuse?
Yeah, I got it wrapped around my waist.
Then spread it behind the press and out through the crack under the back door. Be sure you hide it.
I'll hide it, all right. They'll hear it, but they'll never get to it.
Good. I'll check that iron bar we got for the front door. Yep, that's ready. How you coming, Jingles?
All set, Bill. Sure hope this works.
That depends on whether the Rock is going to back up his threat, partner.
Yeah. Backing it, all right. I hear him coming now.
Quick, blow out that lamp and let's get out of here.
Out, let's go.
Get around back and stand by that fuse. I'll watch the front. Make it fast.
Be careful, Bill.
Yeah. When I yell, light the fuse. Here they come.
Can't see much. It's too dark.
All right, you monkeys, we're here. Get in here and wreck that newspaper office. I'm going after him.
That's got him. Now, Jingles, go to work. We got the odds in our favor.
Good work, Bill. All right, you varmints, listen to me.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, boss, we're locked up in here.
Yeah, that ain't all, you coyotes. Throw your guns out the window or you're going to get blasted in a million pieces.
Hey, Rock, where are you?
He's gone looking for me. Now, quit stalling. Throw those guns out or Jingles is going to light the fuse.
Fuse! Hey, you guys, this place is planted with dynamite. Throw your guns out, quick!
There, Jingles, it worked. Those Jaspers are all yours.
Yeah, now all I gotta do is herd these hyenas over to the jail.
Might as well leave them locked up in there till I find the Rock, partner.
Ain't he in there with the rest of them?
No, he went looking for me.
Uh-oh, then the party ain't over yet by a jug fill. Bill, behind you, the Rock!
You slippery law dog, you ain't finished with me yet.
You got any more tricks, Rock?
Yeah, and some lead, too.
Did he get you, Bill?
No, he's too anxious.
I don't need a gun to take care of you, Hickok.
Any way you like
it. I like it this way, lawman.
Suits me.
Then maybe this'll suit you.
Not bad, and here's one I've been saving for
you. Oh!
Woo-wee, I can't see much, but I know the sound of that dynamite ride of yours, Bill.
All right, Jingles, that wraps it up. Let's take these monkeys over to the jail.
You said it, by the way, Bill. I ain't seen hiding a hair of your friend Pug Donovan. What do you reckon happened to him?
Did you leave a light burning in our office?
No. Now, what's that got to do with Pug Donovan?
It just tells me where to find him, partner. Lock these Jaspers up. We'll track him down.
To tell me this red-headed reporter came straight to our office when the fight started?
Well, no, not quite straight. He came by my house to get me so I could proofread his story as he read it.
And he was sitting here writing the story while we was tangling with Rock and his coyotes across the street.
That's right, Jingles.
Yep, Donovan's a real reporter. Now I'm going to take story over at the newspaper office and print it. You can buy it on the street by sunup. It's a hot extra.
You're welcome to it, Mr. Webster. I'm glad I got here with the last chapter.
But if you wasn't watching the fight, how'd you know what was going to happen, Donovan?
Oh, with Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles on the trail of owl hoots like the Rock, everybody knows how it's going to turn out. It always comes out all right in the end.
And for the sake of my health, I hope it keeps on like that. One of our adventures ever comes up with a different ending, it might be the end of me.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
We'll be with you again on Friday.
Yes, sir. And we're going to tell you about a cute little fella named Elmer Ellington who stirs up more trouble than a hornet's nest. It's called The Tinker's Revenge.
So long, kid.
See you Friday.
Pick a pack. A pack of fun. A pack of good eating. Kellogg's Variety Pack. 10 generous-sized servings of familiar Kellogg's cereals, individually boxed and oven fresh. Flaked, popped, shredded, ready sweetened. Everyone's a favorite. Just listen to this list. Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Kellogg's Pep. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, those wonderful sugar-frosted flakes, and other favorites. So next time Mom goes to the grocery, ask her to pick up a pack of pleasure, Kellogg's Variety Pack. Greatest Name in Cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included John Stevenson, Lou Merrill, Ralph Moody, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, story written by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!